Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Ed Brokish, assistant professor at Kansas State University. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
First off, farm equipment is very solid and often has sharp edges and pointy parts that are for doing things in the field. And a passenger vehicle is not designed to take on things like that. And so any collision between a passenger vehicle and a piece of farm equipment, the passenger vehicle is not going to come out very well out of it. The other thing is the farm equipment is going slower, generally in that 20 to 25 miles per hour range. And so that speed differential can surprise you. You can come up on that vehicle very, very quickly. The machine may turn off at a place you might not expect. Farm equipment is not generally going from city to city. It's going from field to field. And so it may turn at a place that you're not expecting. And then lastly, equipment behaves differently in that when it turns, it may actually go the opposite direction a little bit before it turns. So you want to give it a lot of extra space as you're passing, just because you don't know quite where the extremities of the machine may go. Be patient when you're approaching or following equipment. You know, farmers are out there trying to do their thing, and you're trying to do your thing, and you're going at different speeds and two different places, and just be a little patient.